Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Maaser Sheni, Perik, Hey, Mishnah, Ches. So we're learning about the mitzvah of beer. I already separated my truma, I separated my maaser, I separated my maaser sheni. Can't just keep it in my house forever. The deadline in the Torah is the last day of Pesach, of year number 4 and year number 7 in the Shemitah cycle, and Chazal moved that up a little earlier to Erev Pesach, of year number 4 and 7. So, Lemoshel, for example, the Maaser Sheni, if you didn't bring it to Yerushalayim, Erev Pesach of year number 4, or year number 7, you'd have to destroy it. As far as the other Trumas and Maasers are concerned, you have to give them over to who you have to give it to. Truma to the Kayan, Maaser Rishon to the Levi, Maaser Ani to the poor people, and so on. So Erev Pesach comes, of year number 4, someone says, you have to do beer. I said, no, that's only if you already separated the truma, you have to give it to the Kayan. If you separated the mice, you have to give it to the Levi, but I don't separate any Maasers yet. So you're going to say to your friend, sorry, you are wrong. The Torah says, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Abayis, even Tevel is called Kodesh. The Maasers are inside it. Inside your Tevel, you have the Bikurim, you have the Truma that has to go to the Kayin, you have the Maaser Rishon that has to go to the Levi, you have the Maaser Sheni that has to go to Yerushalayim, you have the Maaser Ani that has to go to the poor people. What are you waiting for? Because you're even before the first step, you didn't take off Maasers, you think beer has nothing to do with you? You have your work cut out for you this Erev Pesach of year number 4 and year number 7. Having said that, let's see our Mishnah once again. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perik Hey, Mishnah Ches. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, but showing that first. The Batei Adin Shalchin would send Eitzel Balei Batim Shebe Medinois to the Balei Batim throughout the various different Medinois in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Yerushalayim. We're calling it Medinois, we mean different parts of Eretz Yisrael. Maharu, you at best, hurry. V'yaskinu es Peresechem. And you have to do this ad Sheloi Tegia Shas Habir. Before the time of beer comes. Now, if you remember, when we learned Masechtas Maaser, as we said, every different type of peri has a time that's called Gemar Melacha. Grain, let's say, when you smooth down the pile. And you're not allowed to take off Maaser before you finish the Melacha of that peri. What if someone did take off Maaser before he finished it? So if L'maisa was at the point that it's possible to eat it, it was ripe enough to eat it, the Maasers do take effect. Based on that, Chazal first understood that the Chi of Beer would be Chal even on Peiris that weren't finished yet. Because the Kedusha is inside the Peiri. And therefore Chazal said, Maru hari vaskinu es Peirisechem, even those that weren't Nigma Malachta. Let's go, finish it off, and give the Trumasi Maasers. Achlai Tegiya Shasa Beer. You have to realize, once the time of Beer comes, you would have to destroy the Maaser Sheni. Atshabo Rebbe Kiva. Until Rebbe Kiva came, the limit he taught us like this. Listen. Shakala perish leibolo oinus ha-maisers. If he didn't finish off the malach of the peri yet, like in regard to the grain, if it's not smoothed out in a pile yet, he doesn't have to hurry. There's no deadline here. Pturim in a beer. The mitzvah of beer starts only when the peris are finished. That's when they're called kodesh. True, they're called kodesh even before you separate the trumasi maisers. They're only after they're finished. That's when the Chi of Beer is Chal on them. Okay, there are different Pshatim here in the Mishnah, but that's how the Batur learns Pshat. So once again, the Yehuda says, at first, they said to the Balei Batim, even if you didn't finish off the Peiris yet, there's still a Chi of Beer, so hurry. So Rabbi Kiva said, no, once you finished off the Peiris, even if you didn't take off the Trumasi Maaser, it's true, there's a Chi of Beer on it. Because the Kedusha is in the Tevel, you just have to separate it. But before it reaches the time that there's a chiv to take off Maaseris, each mean on its own, there's no rush. Because at this point, there's no chiv to be mevayret yet. Until the time of Gmar Melacha, we don't say that there's kedusha in the unfinished Peiris.